بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يقول الله تعالى: ما لعبدي المؤمن عندي جزاء إذا قبضت صفيه من أهل الدنيا ثم احتسبه إلا الجنة. رواه البخاري. This hadith, the subject matter is very similar to the one that we just passed. Just to reiterate, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah ta'ala questions his angels on the demise of a young infant, that you have taken the soul of the fruit of the heart of my slave. What was his reaction? So the angel said, Ya Allah, they praised you and said hamidak, they said alhamdulillah and recited inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To that Allah Ta'ala said that build for my slave a home in Jannah and name it Baytul Ham, the home of Allah Ta'ala's praise. So like I said, the subject matter in this hadith is similar to that. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah says, in other words, this is hadith Qudsi, the words, the hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is no other recompense or return for a mu'min, a believing slave, when I take away the soul of his beloved. In this hadith, the word Safiyya means that which is very, very close to the heart. In other words, one's child, can be one's parent, can be one's wife, can be one's spouse, can be somebody who is near and beloved. So when the death of such a person occurs, Allah Ta'ala says to his angels that there is no return for a believing slave when I take away the soul of his beloved from the people of dunya. ثُمَّ احْتَسَبَهُ. What does he do? He exercises patience, literal translation of what's found in the hadith. ثُمَّ احْتَسَبَهُ. He hopes for the reward. What reward? The reward of sabr, the reward of exercising patience. Like water is integral for life, we have to understand in the same way, sabr is an integral part of iman. Without water, there is no life. Without sabr, there is no iman and no deen. Allah Ta'ala has promised on sabr very, very great reward. Not only reward in akhirat, Allah Ta'ala has promised great maqam and status if we will exercise sabr even in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, on the one hand, what will Allah give you in dunya? وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَجَعَلَّاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَجَعَلَّاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. Allah says, we made them imams in this world. We gave them lofty positions and status in this world. Lamma sabaru, when they exercised sabr. Akhirat, wa bashshir as-sabirin. Allah Ta'ala tells us, give glad tidings to those who make sabr. Alladhina idha asabatuhum musiba, qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That when the calamity or affliction falls, their response, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. These are the people, عَلَيْهِمْ. In other words, it has been set in stone without a doubt. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. The special mercies of Allah Ta'ala, Allah's rahmat, Allah's acceptance. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And these are the people on guidance. In other words, Allah will make them imams in this world. Allah will guide them. Allah's rahmat and mercy will rain down upon them, those who exercise sabr in the face of affliction and hardship and test and trial and tribulation. And as I mentioned in Akhirat, وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. Allah says, we recompensed them, we rewarded them, بِمَا صَبَرُوا over their sabr, jannat وَحَرِيرًا, and the silk, brocades of Jannah. Elsewhere Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجَزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجَزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. We gave them palaces in Jannah because of their sabr. Like we see in this hadith, سَمُّوهُ بَيْتَ الْحَمْدِ. Allah says, إِبْنُ لِعَبْدِ, build for my slave a palace in Jannah and call it the home of Allah Ta'ala's praise. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجَزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Allah says, on their sabr, we gave them palaces in Jannah. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. And they will be met, they will be greeted with salam. Whose salam? The salam of the ghilman, the slaves of Jannah. The salams of the hoors of Jannah. The salams of the malaika of Jannah. And the accolade or the pinnacle, the salams of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. Like the poet says, ah nakar labo kusi ishq dil lagi nahi, seene pe teer ka hi ja, aage kadam bara hi ja. Yani zaban e hal se keh de ke satahe ha satahe ja. In other words, sabr, sabr, bardash, tolerance. Don't become hasty, don't lash out, don't exclaim, don't say what you're not supposed to say. Have this happiness and acceptance on the decree of Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and we have to return back to Allah Ta'ala. So, ma li abdil mu'min indi jaza'a. Allah says, there is no other recompense and return for my believing slave when his beloved is taken away in this world. Thumma ihtasabu, he exercises sabr and hopes for the reward. Then he hopes for the reward from Allah Ta'ala. إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. Bukhari Sharif Hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, the only return I promise him is Jannah. In other words, his Jannah will be guaranteed if he will exercise sabr. عن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنهما قال أرسلت إحدى بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إليه تدعوه وتخبره أن صبيا لها أو قال ابنا في الموت. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that one of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent an urgent plea and message to him. We see based on other riwayat that the daughter referred to here is Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. She sent a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calling for him, requesting his presence, وَتُخْبِرُهُ, and informing him that her child, or it comes in the riwayat, her son, fil maut, is what we call fi muqaddamatil maut, is in the throes of death. The grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, is in the throes of death. The message is sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ لِلْرَسُولِ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the messenger, إِرْجِعْ إِلَيْهَا, go back to her. فَأَخْبِرْهَا, and inform her. And we find that the advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his daughter Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha when her infant child was in the throes of death. This is a very concise advice. The hadith is very short, very brief, but it is profound, very, very deep with meaning. And from this we can gauge or we can learn the crux of the advice that we should give to anyone if we are faced with such a situation or anybody is going through such halat and condition. Allah make it easy for them. But this is the advice that should be given. We learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَا أَخَذَ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بأجل مسمى. إن لله تعالى ما أخذ. Whatever Allah takes, whatever Allah takes already belong to Allah. وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى. And anything that Allah has given you, in reality, you are just holding it, keeping it for a little while. It is a trust by you. It doesn't belong to you. There is nothing in this world that belongs to us. It belongs to Allah Ta'ala. No matter how precious, no matter how valuable, we are just the trustees. What Allah took belonged to Him in the first place. What Allah has given you belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And kullu shay'in 'indahu bi ajalin musamma. Everything that is here in this world is not here to stay. It has an appointed time, ajalin musamma. And when that appointed time passes, then la tastaqdimuna 'anhu sa'atan wa la tastakhirun. It is Allah's sunnah. There won't be any extension given to anything. At its appointed time, you have to depart. It has to leave this world. What Allah gave you, whatever Allah Ta'ala took, in essence, actually belonged to Allah. Whatever Allah Ta'ala gave you, belongs to Him. And whatever is in this world, is here only for a limited time. Arabic of this, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَا أَخَذَى. What Allah took, belongs to Allah. وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى. What He has given you, already whatever you have, whatever has been given to you, belongs to Allah. Allah gave it to you. You are just a trustee. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And everything in this world has its appointed time. In other words, accept Allah Ta'ala's decree. There is no basis or grounds to become upset when the owner of something who has kept something in your trust requires you to give it back. Then what is the point in becoming extremely upset, wailing, ranting, lashing out? Like one sati in Jamaat, normally, I know this is almost his almost the thing he brings on his tongue all the time, always, you know, like we say in Urdu, takya kalam, that Allah gives, Allah takes, and Allah makes no mistakes. In other words, it is His hikmat, it is His design, it is His plan. The sunnah of this world is we will be tested. Your hearts naturally become attached to things. Don't let it become attached to that extent that you lose your iman, you lose your sabr over the loss of it. Because in reality, you were just the trustee. Allah gave it to you, you enjoyed it, make Allah Ta'ala shukr. Allah Ta'ala, at its appointed time, will take it away, accept Allah's decree. And we learn from the other hadith that when Allah takes it away, make the dua, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Allah, reward me over this musibat and calamity, and وَخْلُفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا, and give me something better in return. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the messenger that go back to her, say to Zainab, inform her that أَنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَا أَخَذَ. What Allah has taken belongs to Allah. وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى, and it belongs to Allah that which He has given you. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, and everything of this world has a set time, and once its time has passed, it will be taken away. فَمُرْهَا, command her, after giving her this advice, فَلْتَصْبِرْ, let her adopt sabr and patience. And that patience will not go in vain. وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ, and let her hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over that patience. وَذَكَرَ تَمَامَ الْحَدِيثِ. In the hadith, obviously there is more subject matter. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is not mentioned it here, as it not pertinent to what we are currently discussing. And this hadith some time back already passed. Lagi was tawfiq.